Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Greetings, Andy Taylor here. They call me AT around here in the Big House studio with Gabe Edney today.
We've had a good time here at the podcast for the last five, six episodes. This is going to be a good one here today because we've kind of talked about reading your Bible, where to start, how to dig in, and there's a lot of different keys to reading your Bible. We were just talking a little bit ago about reading your Bible.
Let me start here. I wrote a book called Reading Your Bible for All It's Worth, and it wasn't a book that I had planned at all. We had a guy here that was a longtime ministry guy, pretty well a Bible scholar. We have a early morning Sunday life class that's interactive, and we were going to use Steve McVeigh's book, Unlock Your Bible, and we ordered a box of those. I read through it again. You can read through it in a couple hours. I read through it again, and I thought, well, you know, there's some things I think I would have said different. There's some things that I would have included that he didn't include. He's a great author, great guy. Our other friend started encouraging me to, he said, you need to write one yourself. He said, you can write one better than that. And I kind of blew it off at the start, and he kept on and on and on. And so finally I started on it. It really came pretty quick, and I think I did write a better one. You know, you can get that book on Amazon, Reading Your Bible for All It's Worth. And I think maybe we addressed this in one of the earlier episodes, and that is, I teach for the regular guy, Gabe.
I am the regular guy.
Yeah. There's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah.
I just want to say that one of the ways I believe God has, you know, God's gifted all of us in certain ways, but I think one of the ways God has gifted me is to take some of these, take these scriptural issues, some of which can be pretty complex and could be confusing for someone who doesn't know how to read their Bible, but take those things and make them really, really simple. So that's what I've done in that book. In fact, I'm a reader. There's not, you know, people are not readers much these days.
Traditionally, men are not readers. No. Women would probably read more, but even this day, like in this day and time, yeah, I'm reading. I can read books, but it's called Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. So I've been a reader. I've enjoyed reading, but I find myself listening to more books now than I am reading. So I've kind of made that shift. It took me a little bit to make that shift, but I did. And when I read a book, I want the chapters to be 6 or 8 pages, not 40 pages, 25 pages, because it just gives you the sense that you're at least getting somewhere, getting finished and stuff like that. It really doesn't mean it's going to have so many pages, you know, one way or the other, but it just seems to me to break it up a little bit. So that book, Reading Your Bible for All It's Worth, is done where I think the longest chapter in there is about 3 or 4 pages. You can pick it up anywhere, thumb through it, and find a tip that'll help you to, one is to learn how to read your Bible, but two, people are not going to read their Bible if they don't enjoy reading their Bible. Like, that's the value of that book. It's real simple. Anybody can read it. You can pick it up, read 3 or 4 pages, and get you some really good help to learn how to understand and then enjoy it. You're going to read it more if you enjoy it.
Well, it's kind of got the convenience store factor to it. You can go in, you can get something quick, and you call them, you know, on Sunday, you call them snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go in there, you can get something that speaks to you pretty quick
about
reading the Bible. And so talking about reading the Bible, man, there's so many things I was thinking about talking about reading the Bible and how to apply it and how to do some things. Reading it every day, a lot of people, when they get it, they just want to dive in. They want to go as hard as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, and I'm going to just say from my perspective, men like to go in and get something done. You know what? I'm going to read every day. I'm going to read a whole chapter every day, and I'm just going to get it done. And I'm not going to stop until that chapter is done, even though I'm just going through the motions.
Yeah.
Where is that? Where's the right and where's the wrong in that? Or where's the feel for that right there? Of just going, all right, I'm going to read a chapter a day.
Yeah, well, we started talking about this from another conversation where we were talking about hearing God.
Yeah.
And we talked about that one of the key ways to hear God is through reading the Bible. I think it's maybe comes down to what works for a person. It's a good habit to read the Bible every day. I don't read the Bible every day. I mean, I may go a few weeks and read it every day, but I don't read it every day. But I said one of the little pieces of advice that I learned along the way is I've been in the Word a lot down through the years. I love the Word. I still love to read it, still love to study it and get the truth out of it. If we're going to find our our significance and find our place and get in a place where we can be functional in the kingdom of God, we got to, this is what I say, we got to get in the Word till the Word gets in you. I may not read the Bible every day. I think about the Word every day. A lot of those scriptures and stuff come to mind because I have them in my memory. Again, we started this conversation about reading the Bible and learning to hear God from reading the Word. My encouragement is, one, is that there's a couple of things that have to be in place, and that is you must be born again. You know, Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again, or you can't enter, or you can't see, you can't enter the kingdom. So if we're going to be able to understand the Bible, then we need to be, you must be born again. And the Spirit of God is the one, you know, he's our teacher. We have the mind of Christ because the Spirit of God lives in us. That's really the key. You must be born again. And then I would say, I would go ahead to the next step and say, and be filled with the Spirit. And when you start to read the Word, ask for the help of the Spirit. You know, the Bible says he's our teacher and he's always there to help. He's one called alongside to help. The Greek word paraclete is one called alongside to help. So he's there to help us to understand and to learn how to apply those things to our life.
You went over something just a minute ago, being born again. It's one of those things, to read your Bible, you must be born again. That's what you just said.
To understand it.
Yeah. To understand it. You can read it all day.
Sure.
But to understand it and to be able to take it in and to be able to hear the Father through the Bible, right?
Yes.
Is what you're saying, is to be born again. Talk about being born again a little bit. And when you say that, you went through it like it was like a simple, oh, you just got to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. So how simple is it?
Yeah, well, it's as simple.
When you did it.
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's a simple question, one that ought to be able to answer it in a mm-hmm. simple way. And that is, when we come to the awareness in our life, and it's brought on by the Holy Spirit, when we come to that awareness, our heart, which is our spirit, body, soul, you know, we're body, soul, and spirit. When we get this awareness brought on by the Holy Spirit that we need to be born again, then it's as simple as, you know, the Bible says, Jesus himself says, I stand at the door and knock. It's a little controversial here. You know, we base the whole evangelical movement for generations on a prayer, praying a prayer to invite Jesus into your heart. And it's a prayer that's not found anywhere in the Bible. I prayed a prayer and invited Jesus in way back in 1974. So I think it took, a lot of people think it didn't take, but I think it took. I think it took. It's a matter of just receiving. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you did ask, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But I don't even think you have to ask. I think you just have to receive him. Then you're born again. And the Word says, it encourages us to believe and be baptized. So we believe in water baptism. And where we'll talk about water baptism, baptism of fire, and Holy Spirit baptism somewhere along the course of the stuff we're talking about. So, yeah, you must be born again. And when we're born again, the Spirit of God moves in. And so then we have that awareness when we read the Word. And it's learned behavior. We have the extreme advantage of having the Holy Spirit to be the one to help us learn as we read the Word.
There's a step before this. When you said you got to be born again, you got to be able to be born again. First of all, you've got to have faith. You've got to believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
That's true.
If you don't believe that, can you still be born again?
That's a good question. You mentioned that you have to have faith. Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, let us not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, as God has dealt, or all mankind is a better phrase there, the measure of faith. So we have not a measure, because I believe we've all been given the same measure of faith. I believe that's how the Father would do it with his kids, don't you? So we all have the same measure of faith. You got as much faith as Billy Graham. Whatever you do with that faith is going to dictate whether that faith grows or it lays there dormant. It's not so much a use it or lose it, but you have to use it or it has no effect in your life. So you have it, and that's what I try to convince people of all the time, is you have faith right now. You have enough faith right now. Now, whether you're using that faith or not is really up to you and the things that you encounter in your life and how you and the Father navigate those situations in your life. That awareness that we need the Lord, you can probably remember when that was for you. I can remember when it was for me. You know, no man comes to the Father unless he draws him. So it's not our doing. It's the Father's doing through Jesus with the help of the Spirit, and all we do is just cooperate with the plan of God.
Why do you think it takes so long? It just seems, you live your life from your from kid up to 24, 25 mm-hmm. years old, 30 years old. And then just does life experience make it happen? A lot of people get to the bottom, of their life, and then they just need something more than just what they can do.
It doesn't just happen when they're 24 or 25. It happens with kids. I've been talking with some of my grandkids. They're wanting to know about baptism. I said, well, do you know what baptism means? And most of the time they don't know what baptism means, but my question is this, well, do you believe in Jesus? And it's always, well, yeah. I mean, it's so, I think we have to be exposed to the word. We have to be exposed to some of those kind of things. Maybe, maybe not, but because really the Holy Spirit can do whatever he wants to do and draw us to the Father anytime he wants to do that. So, you know, we just need to kind of communicate to the masses, to people out there that, you know, when you feel and sense that what's happening with you might be God, and you don't know a lot of times until you add your faith that you already have to that, you add your faith to that, and you're born again. And I remember in 1974, when I first came to the Lord, walked the aisle over to the high school auditorium in Wheeler, Texas, on the first night of a countywide crusade. I remember the days after that, that I had just an awareness. Looking back now, I'd say I had an awareness, the presence of God. It was a really fresh, really innocent time in learning to walk with the Lord, and that convicting, that which is a very good word, that convicting thing that the Holy Spirit does with us when we say something we shouldn't or do something we shouldn't. I was so fresh and tender at the time, and I remember well knowing that something is different now. Something's different than it was even just a few days before.
We've had a lot of good talk today about reading your Bible, and we kind of got off on a little tangent right there of, you know, just being born again. And we're going to talk some more about this specifically on our next podcast. If you like what you're hearing, tell your family, your friends, download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. And if you want to hear more or get more information about The Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go.
That sounds good. Before we quit, I would also like to say, if the Lord is, even through this podcast, is dealing with you that way, I mean, open the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and just receive Jesus right where you are right now.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Thank you for listening to The Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.